Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, I taught that since the ascension of Christ, many have tried to say that he was only an angel or a prophet, not the Son of God. Well, let's find out what the Bible says today. For the Bible stands. Don't throw away hard-earned money to the devil's corrupting influence on your child. So, be wise in the distribution of the money that you have. Certainly, don't use it in any way to help Satan. Don't use it in any way to promote the flesh over the spirit. Now, men have, since the ascension of Christ, tried to say that he was only an angel, a prophet, a good man, but not God come in the flesh. I have a guide in Israel that I've used on several occasions when I go over there and lead a trip over there, and to he'll usually give the things of historical and customs, and then I'll teach the word of God at a place. But he believes Psalms 22, that's Jesus in the cross. Isaiah 53, he says this guy has to be foolish not to believe that's Jesus. What he has a problem with is believing that Jesus is Emmanuel, that is God come in the flesh, God with us. He has a hard time, and he won't accept that. So he's not saved. The veil is still over his eyes. And so I'm just saying is that men do not want to recognize Jesus as God come in the flesh. But notice in the Old Testament, in Proverbs chapter 30, verses 4 through 6, and listen closely, who hath ascended up into heaven? Or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fist? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name, if thou canst tell? Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. You see, his witness is greater of the Son and of salvation even in that day. Now, how can this book, the Word of God, this King James Bible, be in error if only through its instruction one receives Jesus Christ as Savior? You say, well, preacher, I don't understand what you mean by that. Well, 1 Peter. Go to 1 Peter and chapter 1. In 1 Peter chapter 1, I think you see the reason for that. Because in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, it says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. If this word that we have today is corrupted and not preserved, then how can we trust it for the words of life? Verse 25, but the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word by which by the gospel is preached unto you. The Bible told us in John 1 and verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Verse 1, that same chapter, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then you get down to verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. There's no denying of that, my friend. No denying of that truth. Now, Let's see the contrast between man and God. Man's way is seen in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. But there were false prophets also among the people. Remember how I told you they have to lie and deceive to get in? They have to lie and deceive about what they believe. One preacher preached the resurrection on Easter Sunday. And, oh, they thought so wonderful. And somebody come back and said, well, you said that liberal preacher doesn't believe in the resurrection of Jesus. And he preached it on Sunday. You're wrong, Pastor. He said, well, go back and ask him if he believes that was a bodily resurrection or just some kind of a spiritual resurrection. The person went back and asked that preacher, he said, oh, don't be silly. That's a spiritual resurrection. That's not a bodily resurrection. That didn't happen. Then they realized the deception, the person, after they heard that. And you see, they're deceivers. So, but there shall be false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, that bought them. This is where the contemporary mocks the fundamentalist. They mock us here. Speaking of the last days here in this chapter, if we actually believe it's the last days, then know that there's going to be attack in local churches, even our fundamental Bible-believing churches are going to be attacked with deception about salvation, social gospel, the easy believism, the liberty to the flesh, saved from sin. You're not saved to sin, you're saved from sin, but see, they will put that down. They won't have anything to do with that. You see, the contemporary mocks us. They bring upon themselves swift destruction, this text says here in 2 Peter chapter 2. And he goes on in verse 2, he says, and many shall follow their pernicious ways. Now, pernicious means radically or gradually, harmful and fatal. And that's what happens with this. It begins to become radically, or should I say, gradually harmful and then fatal, destroying the local church as designed by God, and especially as sound doctrine, which they have a tendency to put down. And so they shall, it says again, they shall follow their pernicious ways. And by the way, it says, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Now, how much is said against, how much is said against those corrupted Bible thing? No, they speak against the King James people. They speak against the people that go by the Textus Receptus and Masoretic texts. They believe that the church, who won't go to these texts, they are somewhat deficient mentally. They need to be as wise as they are. And they don't like it when we preach the word as it is to men as they are. Now, isn't it interesting? One of the main reasons they give for not using the King James Version is because people can't understand it. I guess I can go along with that to a degree, although the King James was written on a fifth grade level, so if they can't understand on a fifth grade level, I don't know that anything else is going to help them. By the way, if you read through those other versions, you end up finding out they're harder to understand sometimes than the King James. See, they only get tripped up on King James' these and thous. How hard is that to get used to and to understand? And you see, they're trying to bring it down because they only attack the truth, not the false. And so it goes on in verse 3 there of 2 Peter chapter 2. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Now merchandise of you, and at the same time, making you feel good and entertain. You see, when we ask for money here on Lamp and Light, when we just say, and we don't really ask you to give your tithe, we tell you to give that to your local church. But we tell you, if you're led to send it here, you know that it won't go to pay any salaries. It doesn't go to buy us cars and big meals. No, we don't do that. None of us do. Instead, it gets reinvested into the work, and it gets the word of God around the world. A church is just going to want you to give and give and give and give, not to get missionaries around the world, not to get the gospel around the world, but to get more equipment for their church. Oh, more speakers, smoke, strobe lights. See, they think that is a good thing. And that is something that my heart breaks for preachers that at one time were fundamental and gone that way, because the condemnation on them is going to be so far greater than the condemnation on others. Oh, my heart breaks for those people. Now, we also have a more sure word of prophecy, he goes on to say, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. That means that it doesn't contradict any other part of scripture. If you read a scripture and say, that contradicts this over here, then your understanding is wrong. No scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now, we're told plainly in those verses, 19 through 21 of the 2 Peter chapter 1, we're told plainly that the word of God came by holy men of God as the Holy Ghost gave them every word. So, again, if you want to take the philosophy of men over God, then watch out. In John chapter 5, verse 39, Jesus said, search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Now, if you can't trust what you have is preserved in the word of God, then how can you believe John 14:6, when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible.